Well, if President Trump carries through with his threat to call in the military, he would be invoking the Insurrection Act of 1807. And legal minds are warning that would be crossing a line that imperils the US Constitution. I spoke earlier with law professor Richard Wilson from the University of Connecticut.
The Insurrection Act, despite its grave-sounding name, is an act designed to limit presidential power and to indicate a preference on state and local governments in the event of an insurrection. And in the first instance, any involvement of the federal government requires the request of the state government. So the president may use federal troops, but only if the state is in some way incapacitated.
And who gets to make the decision as to whether the state is incapacitated? The state themselves?
Unfortunately, no. The president may make that determination. Historically, the checks on the use of the Insurrection Act have been political, not legal. There's been a reliance on common sense and good judgment, which in this case may be asking too much.
So what does it mean for America in this moment if the president proceeds down this path?
Well, the last time the president invoked the Insurrection Act to allow the deployment of troops for internal public order problems was in 1992 during the riots in Los Angeles. But there you saw the governor of California explicitly requested federal troops. So if Trump does go down this road, and it's unclear whether or not he is serious or this is all a spectacle, one never knows. He will be invoking the act against the will of the governors, and that is new. That has not happened in American democratic history since we became a republic. It would be the de facto imposition of martial law. It would be a state of emergency with no congressional approval or permission of the legitimate state authorities, and we would no longer have a democracy.
That's a very extreme description of what you might be heading for in the United States. America's a very robust democracy, full of all sorts of institutions that keep it that way, despite presidential excesses on one side or the other. I guess I have to push you. Is this really potentially a moment that could end American democracy?
Well, we have to take it seriously. There is a strong likelihood that this is all a spectacle, that, in fact, Trump gave no formal proclamation. He simply threatened to go down this road, and that he did it because he wanted to look tough after a night huddling in his bunker. At the same time, we have seen over the last 3 years of the Trump presidency the constant erosion of constitutional checks and balances, his constant willingness to flout the checks and balances that are on him. And yes, we do have robust institutions, but we've seen them not be effective in constraining the power of this president. So he was impeached a short time ago, only a few months ago. A lot has happened since. But that, too, had no effect upon him. So I think we do have to take this seriously. And we do have to take seriously what we've observed of his political behavior for the last three years, and even longer than that, before he was in political office, and that is he has deep authoritarian leanings.
The right to protest is constitutionally protected in the United States. The president is talking about protecting Second Amendment rights. That's the right to bear arms.
Yes.
What are U.S. citizens to make of that? Is the right to bear arms under threat here somehow?
It's not under threat. It's ludicrous to claim that he would send in the federal troops in order to protect the constitutional right of American citizens to bear arms, when we have seen over the past 3 years the open theatrical display of arms by American citizens around the country. In fact, only a few weeks ago, we saw it in Michigan and a few other states where Second Amendment rights people were complaining about the tyranny of having to wear a mask to prevent COVID-19 from spreading as a public health issue. So Second Amendment rights are in robust health. it is ludicrous to suggest that they're in any way threatened. I saw that statement on the part of the president as just another piece of red meat to throw to his base.
Now, troops were deployed in Washington, D.C., before the president's yes. Rose Garden comments today against what appeared to be peaceful protesters there. It seems to enable the president to have a photo op at a church. How do you view that moment?
From a legal point of view, it is unclear under what authority federal troops were deployed in Washington, D.C. today. That is a worrying sign that there was no clear authority or legal mandate for that. And secondly, that they should be deployed in order to ensure the president's safety during a photo op at a church is really adding insult to injury, because his going to that church was entirely unnecessary given the situation in the city over the past several days.
Now, we're talking about this extraordinary moment, another extraordinary moment under this president, but really the extraordinary moment is the outpouring of extreme grief and anger over the death of yet another black yes. American at the hands of US police. Is that being lost?
Hopefully not, because that is the underlying issue. There's been systematic racism against the African American population for 400 years now. The time has come to address that in a deep and structural way. And I believe the protests, the majority of which have been peaceful, were an important statement. The fact that there are over 100 cities in the United States within a week of George Floyd's death were protesting and carrying signs saying Black Lives Matter and I Can't Breathe, that's a very important statement and an important moment in American history. Because Black Lives Matter never reached in 2014-15, never reached that level of widespread protest across the country. And so, yes, President Trump has proved to be the great distractor. And by making this threat, he turns the spotlight on himself and what he might do in deploying the U.S. military on domestic soil, which again is not unprecedented, but is very worrisome, very unusual. And just to be clear, George W. Bush sought to amend the Insurrection Act so that armed forces could restore order after a natural disaster or a terrorist attack or in a health emergency. And this was rejected by all 50 governors. So it's very clear where the political will has been around the relationship between the state and the federal government. And for Trump to ride roughshod over that would be a remarkable imposition of executive power, to the point where I think we do need to worry about our Constitution and the state of our democracy.
Professor Richard Wilson, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Professor Richard Wilson, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Professor Wilson is from the University of Connecticut.